dragging us along with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Maria and Ton taking your calls, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We are joined today by Clark Bell from Biograss, home of the Big Yellow Bag. And Clark, you can tell that people are pretty excited about gardening this year. It hasn't stunted. Pandemic can't keep us from gardening, right? A lot of people excited about the Big Yellow Bag today.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of interest of people that are at home and they want to grow their own or they want to take on some new projects. So the pandemic has been amazing for the garden centers and landscape centers such like ourselves and just for the greater DIY side of things.
Right. So people need to know that you've extended your April special to May. So tell us about the deal that you're offering on the Big Yellow Bag today.
Yeah, fantastic. The Big Yellow Bag is delivered at $145. If you buy a bag, we're going to extend our April discount just for our KSL Greenhouse listeners to $20 off that first bag, so $125 plus tax. For if they decide to buy another bag, we're going to give them $30 off that second bag. So some pretty significant savings. I'm going to sound like a used car salesman, but this deal literally expires today because we don't do any discounts from May through the rest of the year.
Because it gets so busy, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we our primary business is a sod farm, and so we transition to our main business, which is primarily delivering sod from soil, and that's going to be a challenge, just so you guys know. There's so much interest in the soil that that's been hard for us to make that transition yet, just due to the pandemic.
Okay, so the number to call, 801-562-9090, right? I've got that right?
You got it, yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, order online, bigyellowbag.com.
Okay, and we can't forget about the contest. Quickly tell them about that.
Yeah, so I've got an Instagram post up. I think we've got about 15 people that have entered on there. Do we want to give them a little bit more time on this post?
I think so, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been up for about an hour. So I took a picture late last night before we left for the day of all of our sod that we had delivered for Saturday. For the commenter that can guess the closest to the amount of sod that we have there will win 600 square feet of our BioBlue sod delivered. Or, of course, if you want to pick it up, you can do that as well.
All right. They have to do that on Instagram, though, right?
You got it. Go to Instagram and type in Biograss, Biograss. You'll see it's the latest post, and we'll choose a winner here shortly.
Terrific. And if you want that great deal on the Big Yellow Bag, the number to call, 562-9090. Tom, let's take our next texter. They're wondering what they can do to keep their lilac bush. They have a couple of them that are 7 years old. What they can do to keep it fuller?
Well, they can use a technique called renewal pruning, to where right after the lilac shrub blossoms, what they will do is go in and take out about 20 to 25% of the branches and take those out from toward the base or as far in as they can get them. And then they can give the top of the shrub a light haircut, and that will keep them down a little more compact, but it will also generate a lot of newer growth in toward the bottom half of the shrub.
Okay, next texter saying they've put down clear plastic to start solarizing their grow boxes. Is there anything else that needs to be done? I mean, how long does it take? Rainwater, I guess the rainwater is puddling up on the plastic, and they're worried it will be a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Can you poke holes in that plastic to let it drain? Is there insecticide a homeowner can use to control mosquitoes? There you go.
Well, they shouldn't have a lot of water on those for a long time. So I would maybe take a broom and sweep it off, and you do not want to poke holes in the plastic. So because that plastic needs to heat up and actually cook that soil, and it'll cook it about 6 inches deep. And so any holes in there will create opportunity for cooler temperatures and weed seed to germinate through. But I would get that water off if it's not, and the water will also act as an insulator, and so you want that water off of the actual plastic.
All right, let's take a call from Ron in Brigham. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I would like to know how you control the sedge grass that comes in your grass on the edges most of the time. It's a very stiff grass. What's the best way to control the sedge grass as it comes into your normal grass?
There are several nut sedge killer products available from garden centers and farm stores. Ortho makes one that you might find at the box stores. But you want a nut sedge killer, and they're usually just called that. And the active ingredient that's going to be safer for your lawn is called carfentrazone, C-A-R-F-E-N-T-R-A-Z-O-N-E. But that nut sedge is coming in, and nut sedges like, and sedges in general, like really moist soil. And so you may need to look at your irrigation to make sure that there isn't too much water in those areas where the sedges are.
Good. Hey, let me just ask one more quick question. A guy from Ogden went to Las Vegas to get some grass seed that was water resistant and water wise. And he went all the way to Las Vegas to get it, but his grass is green. Would you happen to know what type of grass it is that stays green even during the summer months?
Summer or winter?
It's summer.
Well, is it getting supplemental irrigation?
Yes.
Okay, because most grass stays green through the summer. And so what particular grass seed he purchased, I have no idea.
Okay, so going to get a special seed from Las Vegas doesn't do anything for our particular...
Not necessarily, because if it were Bermuda grass, it would be against a lot of plant. And otherwise, if it's a fescue, which they use a lot of down there, we have, and Clark can attest to this, plenty of fescue grasses that will demonstrate probably similar drought hardiness.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Clark, what did you have something you wanted to add to that, Clark?
Yeah, no, just that, like Ton said, if you want to, you know, reduce your watering, have a great option that's going to just be green and can handle, you know, the hot summer temperatures. Turf type tall fescue is an amazing option. We call it BioTurf over here. We've been selling variations of it for almost 30 years now, and something that people just love.
And sandy biograss, much closer than Vegas for sure.
Yes, I would not recommend going to Vegas to pick up some grass seed. You can get it here locally.
So. Okay, we do have a couple of texters, Todd, asking about manure in vegetable gardens. One saying a friend offered them some raw horse manure. Is that okay or good to put in a vegetable garden?
No, unless you can go look at the pastures and they're just pristinely free of weeds, whatever comes out the back end of that horse oftentimes is just full of weeds, and you're so close to planting right now that it's probably pretty hot. So if you could confirm that those pastures are mostly weed free, you could maybe do an inch and incorporate it well, but otherwise I would wait for fall. But if the pastures where those horses are housed are at all, you know, weedy, I would just avoid it altogether.
Hmm. Is manure something that you would want to incorporate into vegetable gardens just to add different properties and change up the soil, like at the end of the year?
Well, it used to be added in a lot more than we do now because commercial fertilizers are just easier to apply. But the manures, you need to know what you're doing and you need to know the source, because you can make your situation a lot worse if your manure source from cows or wherever are just full of weeds. Because even though those plants might be edible to the ruminant that ate them, the seeds will usually come through intact, and the manure provides a fertilizer source to get them going even faster.
Okay, let's take a call from Joe in Orem. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I have a regular Alberta peach tree. It's quite large, and it's about 8 years old, and it puts off suckers. I mean big suckers all every year. Could I cut those suckers off, the ones that grow straight up, during the summer to keep the size down, or do I still have to wait till the end of the year to prune it?
No, during early summer when you start to see them form, you can take most of them out.
And that wouldn't damage the tree.
No, it won't damage the tree. The thing you don't want to do is maybe remove every last one, because those are generating new growth. But, yeah, you can start doing some summer pinching on those to keep them down, to save your, you know, having to prune so hard in the spring of the next year.
Well, that's good to know because it's a high-yield tree and it's large, and I don't want to lose it or have a problem with it. So
yeah, you still want to allow it to develop a dense, you know, a good canopy so it has enough energy for the next year. But if you get branches going straight up in the air that aren't going to be doing you any good, you can just pinch them out.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your help.
All right, Joe. Thanks for your call this morning. The number to call, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning for the KSL Greenhouse, Maria and Ton, taking your calls and questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We are joined today by Clark Bell from Biograss. Biograss, home of the Big Yellow Bag. You can find them at 9980 South State Street. You can also order your Big Yellow Bag at 801-562-9090 or online as well. Let's take our next texter. They're asking, Ton, does fertilizer expire? They've had some sitting in their garage for a few years. Is it still okay to use it?
Yeah, it's fine. As long as it stayed dry, you know, a lot of times we'll get humidity or moisture of some sort in there and it clumps together and becomes very hard to use. But if it's been kept dry, it doesn't just magically expire.
Okay, a call from Dustin in Mountain Green. Good morning, Dustin. Good morning, Dustin. What is your question?
Yeah, so I'm just one. It's a question about trees. Last year, I bought a bunch of Vanderwolf's trees for a yard that we're putting in, and my wife doesn't like the look and wants me to get a few trees that look more like Christmas trees. And so I've been trying to look for trees that look like that, that stay in the 20 to 30 foot range that wouldn't overwhelm the yard in the future. And I'm just wondering if you guys have any recommendations.
Well, I compliments on you. On keeping your bride happy, but you could maybe look at white fir. It won't stay 20 to 30 feet tall, but it stays fairly narrow. So white fir would be one you could look at. Then there are a lot of newer dwarf-ish spruce out there that you might be able to look at. If you're a Mountain Green, J&J Garden Center, Tri-City, Valley Nursery are places you could look for those. You'll pay a little bit more money up front, but there are some options in there in the spruce too. And then I don't know if it really looks Christmas tree-ish, but Bosnian pine stays within those limits too.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call this morning. Clark, next text question is for you. Someone says, hey, I'm sold on the Big Yellow Bag. What are all the different things I can use it for?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. So we have four primary products. The first and most popular is our black garden soil. Great to add around your flower beds, your garden beds, plant directly into a grow box. Just awesome. Water retention, and also just has awesome nutrients to grow the things that you love. If you want to add more volume into your yard and just want some really good topsoil, our Biograss Premium Topsoil is about 50% compost and 50% sand. That one is great for lifting up areas in your yard, top dressing your lawn, building up some areas like that. If you're looking to put down a really beautiful-looking bark and that you want to, of course, keep your soil cool underneath, reduce the amount of weeds that are coming out of your area where you put this out, our Dark Forest Mulch is a dark brown, almost black mulch that is very popular after our black garden soil. That is our second most popular product. And then if you're looking for something that has a really a good natural look, kind of a copper feel that hasn't been sprayed with a coloring adjuvant, then I would go with the natural forest mulch. So those are the four different products you can get in the big yellow bag.
And you deliver it directly to wherever people want it. And how do people get their order? How do they make an order today?
Place an order.
That's the word I'm looking for.
You got it. Easiest way to go about it, go to bigyellowbag.com. All you have to do is then put in your zip code, select the product that you want, and then we'll have that delivered to you as soon as possible. And then if you want to have some human interaction, we've got all of our reps. We've got seven of them in here taking all the phone calls today. Call 801-562-9090, and they can answer any questions or concerns you may have, and we can get you that booked and delivered.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today. Ton, I wanted to mention that you have done a podcast on checking your irrigation. Where can people find that?
It's on the KSL Greenhouse podcasts that you can find. So you can go to the app and download it, or go to, the website slips in my mind, where you can download the KSL podcasts. But it's just a short 5 minute, actually maybe 5 to 7 minute interview with Justin Weicker, who's the senior gardener at the Provo City Center Temple, who has years and years of groundskeeping experience. And one of the things that he's good at is maintaining sprinkling systems.
Okay, we need to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.